Good morning. I want to welcome you to White Plains Baptist Church. My name is Gary, and I want to welcome you to our last message in this series, Marked by Love. It's been a good series, I think, for us as we've attempted to define love biblically and then see how we as a church, as Christians, express that by loving God, the community, and each other. Kids, if you'd just sit tight for just a few more minutes, I want you to hear from our guest speaker this morning. And I want to thank Ada Oliver for last week as she shared with us about loving the community. And I don't know if this happened to you, but this week I've been thinking of some things that she said. And I remember she said something, I think it was this, but a way to love the community is to create a community for those who don't have it. And those have been sort of running in my mind this morning. So thank you, Ada, for your words last week. This week, I asked Michelle Creek to share with us about loving each other. And if you know Michelle, you know that she has a heart for caring for this church, for you, and our White Plains family here. She's involved in many different aspects of ministry, most of them you don't know about, but she loves you, and she loves this church. And Michelle, would you come and share with us this morning?
Okay, I'm going to start today by reading our scripture, which is John 13, 34 and 35. A new command I give to you, to love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you are to love one another. This is something that we are all called to do as individuals and as a church family, is to show love and to be able to step out and take care of each other. We currently have about 18 people that's a part of our care team here at White Plains Church. They often send out encouraging cards, get together and deliver care baskets. There is a meal train that is set up and ready to be taken to families as that is needed. And we also prepare totes and that has personal items and food to people that found that they have cancer or families that have a loved one in the hospital. And I want to start today by showing you just a small video of a couple of families that we've been so blessed to serve.
Good morning, church family. For those who do not know me, my name is Sarah Keltner, and I've been a member here at White Plains with my family for about 3 years. And I wanted to take this time to share with you on how the care team and my church family were there for me during a very difficult time. In April, I took a really bad fall down my staircase. And when you hear about falling down stairs, you don't necessarily think, oh, it's serious. But it was a serious fall. I broke my face in 8 different places, had memory loss, not knowing who my family was for 2 days. And then also I broke my jaw. So I had my jaw wired shut for about 6 weeks. During that time, the care team really rallied our church members together to help us out, you know, through prayer, through the ongoing text messages that my girls send me every day. They never failed to check in and pray for me and see how I was doing, whether it was just picking me up and taking me for a ride around Allen County. The littlest of things meant so much. And my husband, Brandon, really appreciated all the food that we received. I had to hear about Micah's country ham. I couldn't eat it, but I heard that it was wonderful from every single one of my family members. So the food that was dropped off to us daily, the prayers, just the encouragement that I received throughout that time, it really makes me question how anyone can get through life without a church family. And that really, really did show me through that severe injury that I did have. The church family did not cease to lift me up during that time. So love, I know that we're speaking on love this month. And this is what I consider love. It is a type of love that I am very thankful for. So I just wanted to take just a couple of minutes to share what happened. Thank you.
I want to thank Gary and Chad and Brian Gunner and Porter for coming to see me 5 hours one way when gas is on $4 a gallon. I got a lifeline there for free, Porter. But I've been blessed so much by this church, my church family, and just ever started this. I think it's you, Michelle. Ever started this, it's just a good thing. The care team, and it just meant so much to me.
As most of you know, Donnie was in a head injury accident on April the 23rd. What started out as a weekend trip to his family in Pikeville, he ended up being life-flighted with a brain bleed and 20 staples to the head, among other things. They flew him to the nearest head trauma unit, which was in Huntington, West Virginia. When we got there, like I said, this was just a weekend trip. All he had so much clothing, and I had to find a laundromat in order to wash my clothes. And I just want to say that the care team here at White Plains Baptist Church, there was a connect there that allowed me to be there for Donnie, because we didn't intend on a weekend trip ended up being 32 days.
Everybody bought food and stuff like that to my house for 3 or 4 weeks in a row. I don't remember half of them, but God bless every one of them. God bless this church.
There was even a prayer cloth that came from a couple of other churches here in the area. And I couldn't wait to get my hands on that prayer cloth, because I knew that it had been prayed over, and I knew that's what Donnie needed. And as soon as we got that up there, I think maybe Micah Gunner got that to either Mother or Ginger or someone. And we got that pinned on his pillow, and he laid on those two prayer cloths for those 32 days.
This church saved me. This church saved me again.
I think daily I probably was texting with Michelle or Julie, Michelle Creek or Julie Dinwiddie. I mean, they were there. Michelle was sending me the most uplifting music that I've ever heard. And, you know, it would just keep me lifted up. It kept me connected in order to be able to face what I needed to face for the whole day. Because, you know, most of the time I stayed there in the room with him and I slept in the chair, and that was just minimal compared to, you know, what he was going through and what I was seeing him. You know, it was just, I just cannot tell you what sounds like a really bad thing by being cared for by the care team, you know, made it not so bad. I mean, there was just a...
God bless the prayer team. God bless them. Start that. God bless them.
I mean, it was just a connect that I cannot even, you know, you just had to... It was just a daily feeling. It just really was. Shelly, with the food, there was about a week, maybe a week and a half, when we finally did get to come home, that somebody was bringing,
every day
to our house, a prepared meal. And, you know, at that point, you know, I was just surviving by getting him home, because, I mean, it was my responsibility to give him the full care that he needed, you know, as far as getting him up in the morning and getting him to his therapy and making sure he bathed and just, you know, it was my responsibility. And at that time, I had went back to work and I was trying to work. So, you know, it just, giving us the meals, whenever I would come home at night, I just really felt blessed. And, you know, it's just like the Lord was working in me. You know, I've been saved for a long time, but through what Donnie went through, it just transformed me in a different manner. You know, it's like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do to make this up? And, you know, it's just like, you know, the Lord says, well, you need to be a member of the care team. You know, you need to, what you have been blessed by, you need to bless somebody else with. You know, there's just, I always kind of thought that people wanted you to kind of stand back as far as being in the hospital, you know, because maybe you didn't look so good, maybe you didn't feel so good, maybe you didn't need company. But, you know, I'm telling you, the reason that I was able to carry on was the care team. There was a connect there. And, you know, it just made me be able to be there for him. With us being so far away from home, you know, other than family, I mean, it just wasn't feasible to have a lot of visitors. And that care team was the connect that we needed.
God bless the care team. Thank you so much.
I didn't want to show this to point any fingers. I just wanted you to see what it means when God moves. If you'll just step out of your comfort zone yourself and be able to love each other within our church, it means more to people than you know. And it blesses you as well. I received this text and I thought it was perfect to share. There's so much to compete for in our world today, but Romans 12:10 gives us an alternative. Love one another in brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. If you turn your focus towards someone else and lift them up, you may just find a friend. And I love that because I remember the first time that I walked into White Plains. It was over in the chapel next door. And we sat in the very back. And I remember that Debbie Tabor came over to us and welcomed us and just made us feel so loved. And that's what I want us to do here at White Plains, is to be able to show love to each other. One of the ways that we can do that is begin to look at where you're sitting each Sunday. Look at the people around you and the families around you. We are Baptists, so we usually sit in the same seats every Sunday, so we can do this. But look, and if they are missing, give them a call. Send them a card of encouragement and let them know that you're thinking about them. If you need that information, call the church and we'll give that to you. Another way would be when you walk into church each Sunday, go talk to someone. Tell them that you're glad that they are here, just to make them feel welcomed and loved. And if you can find somebody that you've never spoke to, that would be good. And especially those people that are new to our church, reach out to them and let them know how welcome that they are and that we're glad that they want to be a part of our church family. We're so quick to serve our own families, and that's what we want to do. But we here at White Plains are a family as well, and we want to be able to do what we can to walk beside you and in our hard times and our easy times, Lord. And we just pray that with you all that we'll be able to do that and step out for each other. I heard this in this week as well. Some will plant seeds and others will water. No matter if it's a message or a smile, you will either be planting a seed for God or helping to water what has already started in someone. We may not feel like sowing today, but do it anyway and watch God move, which is very tricky. As I was preparing to do this, one last final thought that I thought was perfect for us to share. Don't wait for other people to be loving, giving, compassionate, grateful, forgiving, generous, or friendly. Lead the way. Will you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm so thankful for this church and for each person that is part of our church family. We ask, Father, that you will just help us be able to step out and love each other and serve each other, even on the times that we don't feel like that we even want to do that, Lord. But I know that you will bless us for doing it, and you will bless those that we choose to serve. Lord, we ask that you help us to love each other within this church the way that you love us. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Michelle. Sarah, Donnie, and Angie, thank you for also sharing via video. I'm sure that wasn't easy. I know those were rough seasons for y'all, and I'm glad that the care team was there to help you and to show love for you. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of the care team, you would agree that that care that is offered means the world to you in that time of need. Thank you, care team, for all that you do and the ways you love and care for our church family. Kids, last week we talked about how you could show love and care for friends at school. This week, can you find ways to maybe show care for folks who go to church here with you? Can you do that as you go up to kids' church this morning? All right, you guys are dismissed. Thank you all for listening so well. You guys do a great job of paying attention. Have fun up in kids' church. The beauty of a series like this, over the past 3 weeks, you've been getting two messages for the price of one. So I appreciate everything you just said, Michelle, and I'm going to echo some of that for sure, because it is so good what God's Word says to us. But loving each other is good for you. Loving each other is good for you. You benefit from your love and your good works done toward your fellow Christians. D.A. Carson says this: when Christians do grow in their love for each other for no other reason than because they are loved by Jesus Christ and love Him in return, that growing love is an infallible sign of grace in their lives. God is at work in you, in your love for each other. So let me clarify who we're speaking about, who we're loving this morning. This morning we're talking about loving each other. That means other Christians, and specifically Christians in this room or online that we worship together. Last week we talked about loving the community. This week we're talking about loving each other in the room. We love the community and each other differently, don't we? It's natural. You love the members of your family different than you love the stranger across town. You love both, but you love them differently. And it's the same with Christians. We love each other differently than we love the community. Let's look at 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. When Scripture speaks of one another, it is speaking the same way as I am when I say each other. One another means Christians you go to church with. Scripture says, when you love other Christians, you show to yourself and to others that you are a Christian. Loving each other proves that you're a Christian. As proof of your salvation, look to the way you love other Christians. And not just the ones who are like you, but the hard ones to love. The ones that are most difficult. Loving each other is good for you because it shows you that you've been born of God, that you are following after Jesus. It shows that you're saved. Charles Spurgeon negatively says it this way: I am told that Christians do not love each other. I am very sorry if that be true, but I rather doubt it, for I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians. If you do not love other Christians, especially the ones here in this room who you go to church with, you are proving that you might not be Christian at all. In 1 John chapter 4, we read, "No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us." When we love each other, we make a visible God, an invisible God, visible. If we don't love each other, how can we see something that is unseen? A Christian who doesn't love other Christians is probably not a Christian. Can you think of someone who claims to be a Christian and they're known for their lack of love or their hatred toward other Christians? That person is probably in eternal danger. Love is an important activity in the life of a Christian, and the lack of love should be serious, a serious wake-up call to those of us who claim to be a Christian. John Stott helps us understand why. He says, We are to love each other. First, because God is love. Secondly, because God loved us. And thirdly, because if we do love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Not loving is easy. Not loving is the natural way for us when we were outside of Christ. But when we encounter God's love, we understand God to be a loving God. And he loves us. And as we love each other, we are imitating our God. This is good. This is right. This is biblical. In the Gospel of John, we read, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." We are to love each other in the same way that Jesus loves us. How did Jesus love you? He gave his life for you. The love of Christ is sacrificial. When we love other Christians, we become more like Christ. And as we love other Christians, we become more like Jesus. Loving each other is good for you. I've given you a list on your notes of all the commands in the New Testament to love each other on the back of your notes. It's there. Read through those passages this week. Take some time and spend time with Scripture, with all those love one another passages. While loving each other is good for you, it is also good for the church. Many of you probably know the name John Wesley, don't you? He was an itinerant preacher. That means he would go from town to town and preach and also set up churches. That's, in fact, how he established the Methodist Church, by doing that, by going to town to town. He warns us with this quote, though. "Beware of schism, of making a rent in the Church of Christ, that inward disunion, the members ceasing to have reciprocal love one for another, is the very root of all contention and every outward separation." If you are in a church where there is visible disunity and vocal factions, you're probably in a church without love. And that's not a good place to be in. Now, I don't sense that here. Not by any means. And I pray that it would never happen here. From my experience and observations, White Plains is a loving church. We love each other well. We love God, the community, and each other. The lack of love for each other is bad for the church. In fact, you should have an expectation that when you come to church, you will be loved. When you come here, when you see these people, you should expect to be loved. With that expectation to be loved, you are also expected to love. Paul says to make a friendly competition out of it. Michelle read us this passage in Romans 12:10. "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." Have you ever played that game, "I love you more," maybe with kids or a spouse, where you proclaim your love for each other until a heated argument takes place? That's biblical, at least until the argument is heated. But work hard to love each other more than they love you. Work hard to love each more than they love you. White Plains family, let us be a church where we are known to love each other. Let's outdo one another in showing love. Let's keep it classy and not get in arguments about it, but let's love each other well. Do you remember that definition a few weeks ago that I gave you of love? Love wants the best for someone else. Thomas Aquinas was a Catholic priest in the 1200s, and he defines love in a similar way. He says this: "To love is to will the good of another." When we love each other, we are willing the good for each other. The church benefits when we love each other. Do you realize that most every organization is marred with sin, division, ego, and hatred. The church is not perfect, but when we strive to live how we've been called to be and to do, we stand apart from every other organization because we are a place where you can experience genuine love for each other. Scripture gives us much to consider in how we interact with each other. I've also included on the back of your notes a lot of one another passages in the New Testament. Once you become a Christian, you don't have to wonder what you are to do. Scripture tells you, this list will help you how to interact with each other here at church. Spend some time looking through that list of passages too this week. You know, last week I said how it would be great if the community would look at us and realize that we love the community. Wouldn't it be just as good as if when they came and joined us, they would say that this church really loves each other as well? This is my hope for you. This is my hope for us, that when you think of this place and when you think of these people, you think of how much you're loved and how much you love. Loving each other is good for you. It's good for the church, and it's also good for the community. We cannot separate our love for each other from the gospel. It is our love for each other that God will often use to help draw the world to the church. This is how the Gospel Coalition says. The church is distinguished by her gospel message, her sacred ordinances, her discipline, her great mission, and above all, by her love for God and by her members' love for one another and for the world. You may have noticed that I have quoted several people this morning. I've even put them in your notes, just as I've had voices from within our congregation to help share the message of love. I have used voices from outside the church for this morning. If you look back at your notes, I want you to see that Carson and Spurgeon are both Baptists. Stott, an Anglican. Wesley, a Methodist. Aquinas, a Catholic. The Gospel Coalition was founded by Carson, a Baptist, and Tim Keller, a Presbyterian. I'm including these quotes because I want you to see that the command to love each other is more important than the differences that separate our denominations. This is a big deal for all Christians, and all Christians agree that we are to love each other. We must love each other. John writes in his gospel, "By this all people will know that you are my disciple, if you have love one for another." We must love each other for the sake of the gospel. You and I must love each other in this room so that the world outside this room know that we follow Jesus. This type of love is uncommon, for sure. It's something that we must work at. It's not easy, but it's God's desire for us to want the good for each other and for the sake of the community. The gospel is proclaimed as we love each other well. As we love each other, we love God. As we love each other, the gospel is proclaimed. Paul tells us to outdo each other in showing honor. Our love for each other and the amount of it for each other is tied to our love for God and for the community. White Plains, let us be a loving church. Let us love each other well. This morning, I wonder, are we loving each other enough? We are a loving church. You saw a wonderful video testimony. You heard Michelle speak. We love each other when we need it, for sure. But I would hope that a tragedy wouldn't be the first time you would feel the love of White Plains Baptist Church. I wonder if we could love better or more. I would say there are some here who need to be loved more. There are some here who need you to come to them and begin the outdoing each other in love. that friendly competition. For the sake of the ones who are in this room who need to be loved a bit more, would you make an effort to go to them and introduce yourself to them? There shouldn't be strangers in a church this size. We are able to know and love each other well in this room. Lord willing, we will continue to grow and that will become more of a challenge. But for right now, you could expand the circles of friends and relationships in this room for sure. And I want to leave us with three practical ways of loving each other this morning. The first way is to serve each other. This week, we started putting the names of those who are serving this Sunday and the coming Sunday in the bulletins. And this was done for several reasons. One of those was so that you would know the names of the folks who are doing a lot of stuff that happens around here. Most of our volunteers don't serve for the recognition, but I think it's healthy for you to know who's doing what around here. We cannot do many of the things that we do, the things that you've come to expect on a Sunday morning, without the sacrifice of our volunteer teams. Many of you serve in ministry around here, and I want to say thank you for all that you do here. Your ministry matters, and I hope that you're blessed by your service to God and this church. Most churches have members who don't serve. That's not uncommon, but it's also not healthy for church members to not serve in ministry. There are many ways to serve, and if you are sensing that you could serve in a ministry around here, I would encourage you to stop me on the way out and let's talk. Stop at the welcome desk. You can also go to our volunteer page at whiteplains.church/volunteer. So one of the ways that we can show love to each other is by serving each other. Another way is to pray for and with each other. Prayer is something that we can do anytime to show love for each other. We've made it as easy as possible for you as well. It's as easy as browsing to our prayer wall at whiteplains.church/prayer. You can read through and pray for the requests of our members and those in our community anytime. I would ask that you would make this a daily practice to visit our prayer wall and pray for those requests. Now, you don't have to click on the button that says, I prayed for this, but when you do, that person who submitted that prayer request will get an email that says, someone just prayed for you. Can you imagine the love that they would feel as they get emails throughout the day and the week that says that someone in our church just prayed for them? You should also get into the habit of praying with other people. I know that for many of us, it's weird to pray out loud in front of others, but it's a great way to show love to each other. Let's outdo showing love and honor to each other as we pray for and with each other. The last way is to fellowship with each other. Spend time with each other, getting to know each other. Remember, there shouldn't be strangers in a room this size. Look around this room. Make a point to introduce yourself to someone you may not know. Maybe you've seen them here for a few weeks or a few months and you just don't know them. Introduce yourself to them. Let them know you as you get to know them. I will invite the worship team to come back up, and as they come, consider the benefits of loving each other. It is good for you to love each other. It is good for our church for you to love each other. It is good for the community when we love each other. Remember 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. I would like for us to take just a couple of minutes and pray for each other in this room this morning. As Brett plays softly in a moment, I would like for you to look around this room or pull up our prayer wall on your phone and pray quietly for each other. I will close us in just a couple of minutes of silent prayer for each other in this room. God, we thank you for those of us in this room. We are a gift to each other, a gift from you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I pray that you would draw us to each other. Help us to outdo showing honor and love to each other. Help us to love well. Give us opportunity to serve each other, to pray for and with each other, and to fellowship with each other. Lord, I thank you for those in this room that serve so well. Serve us and show love to us. Lord, thank you for those in this room that pray for us and pray with us. Lord, thank you for the sweet fellowship that we have as a church family. Lord, would you continue to grow that? Grow our love for each other as that would grow our love for you. You are so good to us. Thank you for Jesus and his model of sacrificial love, his death on the cross for us, so that we can know love and that we can be loved and that we can show love. Thank you again for this group of people that we call ourselves White Plains Baptist Church. You are good to us. Continue to show your goodness. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.